Welcome into prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. It is a Wednesday, and we say good morning to you midweek here on WHCB. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email. And we are most grateful for it because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. We have the word forsake in Proverbs 15:10. That's where we're going today. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Ooh. Correction is a difficult thing if you are running from God. And if you refuse to be corrected, there's no hope for you. None whatsoever. The person that knows and forsakes the path of righteousness and godliness has hardened their heart, and they'll resent reproof and correction. They have knowledge of truth and right, but they've chosen to reject it. The advice and correction from a well-meaning friend only offends and agitates the remembrance of sinful choices. The end of the person that has forsaken the path of righteousness is destruction and death. It is eternal damnation. All who forsake truth can only expect to fall and to fail as they go on their way of error. The end of error is death and eternal ruin, both physical and spiritual. It should be our prayer, I think, that God would help us to strive with all our might to make our decisions and choices from truth, not from falsehood. May we give much time for prayer and careful decisions in choosing the path of life each day. And that's why we have prayer time, so that we can do that very thing, and we can assist you and encourage you and help you in your choices. The end result of prayer and careful decision-making is well worth the time and effort invested, and it gives eternal rewards, something for us to remember as we think about life in general and we think about our day today. very important. Heavenly Father, we thank you for showing us your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for giving us salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. By grace through faith are we saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we thank you. We thank you for a home in heaven, and we thank you for life eternal, and we thank you for a promise that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for the gift of the Comforter. The Comforter has come. The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, living within us, we thank you for the Comforter. We thank you for your almighty, omniscient, wonderful, fatherly love from heaven itself. And we bow before you in contrition, in repentance, in awe, in love. And we ask you, Father, to do for us those things that are needful today. If healing is needed, we ask for healing. If wisdom is needed, we ask for wisdom. If things physical are needed, we ask for those. We ask for your provision of all things, because you alone know what our needs are. You know our needs better than we know our needs, and you know how to meet those needs at every turn. And so, Father, we leave it in your hands, and we thank you that not only can we trust you, but everything you do is good for us in all things. And we thank you for that. Father, you are so gracious to us. Many times we neglect our conversation with you, our communication with you, our adoration of you. Help us not to neglect that today. Help us to bring you our burdens, because you've told us that you will bear our burdens for us. Help us to bring them to you today, Lord. And Father, we do pray that your guidance would be ours, your empowerment would be ours, your protection would be ours, and that you would use us in a mighty way today for your honor and glory. Because, Lord, there's no other reason for us to be on this earth except to give you honor and glory and to do your work. Give us the strength and the understanding to do those things today. Father, we do ask your special blessing on those who listen to WHCB, those who pray for us, those who support us. We ask for your special blessing upon them. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.